A new report indicates that one in six young adults lacks the skills to take on adult responsibilities and has little family or community support. Advocates often call these young people disconnected, and some say they've been overlooked because of the needs of younger children. NPR's Rachel Jones reports.
By all accounts, Viesnarin Hover was one of those disconnected teenagers. He survived the Cambodian massacre that claimed his parents' lives and immigrated to the United States. But after that, he spent most of his time hungry and homeless in downtown Dallas. He'd had numerous foster care placements, which didn't work out, and even spent time in a mental hospital. But by 1998, Viesna decided to turn his life around. He stopped skipping school and selling drugs, and was living in a Queens group home, making friends and doing well. But for some people in his neighborhood, Viesna and his peers were just bad news.
I graduated at high school at 16, and nobody even recognized that or even realized that I had graduated. And all they could look was, oh, Viesna's out in the street.
Viesnarin Hover is now 22, married to another veteran of New York foster care, and has a 2-year-old son. Elijah Hover stands a good chance of benefiting from the past decade of efforts to elevate the developmental needs of very young children. Initiatives like the Carnegie Corporation's Starting Points and the I Am Your Child campaign have highlighted issues like infant brain research and translated research into policy by promoting the need for quality daycare and education. Doug Nelson heads the Anna E. Casey Foundation, which publishes the annual report on child well-being called Kids Count. He thinks young people like Viesnarin Hover may have been a casualty of that intense policy focus on early childhood development.
It's had, I think, an unintended impact in our national consciousness, which we're really trying to combat, and that is that the developmental opportunities that reside in older adolescents are sometimes underestimated.
According to census data cited in the Kids Count report, nearly 4 million 18 to 24-year-olds are unemployed and have no degree beyond high school. Nelson says future success is most in doubt for the young people in this group who are also disconnected. Karen Pittman believes these young people have been let down on many levels, by schools, the child welfare system, families, and policymakers. She's executive director of the nonprofit Forum for Youth Investment in Washington, and she says problems for these kids start early, in local communities and in schools.
Study after study will show that there are huge gaps, not only in the quality of what they get from 9 to 3, in the quality of what that school offers them after 3, but also in the quality of what they find when they start to walk down the street.
Pittman says the presence or absence of some key neighborhood resources often determines how successful these disconnected youth will become.
Whether there are libraries, whether there are parks, whether there are recreation centers, whether there are nonprofit organizations that have their doors open and available to those young people, whether there are safe places for them to go, whether there are jobs for them to take at 15 or 16.
But Pittman says the answer isn't necessarily creating more programs for these young adults. In fact, she thinks existing programs need to be changed.
To allow young people to access services before they get into trouble and before they get a label, to allow those who are working with them to blend services and blend funding streams together, to work with young people for longer periods of time and not push them out after 6 months or 9 months or whenever the program ends.
Viesnarin Hover is doing okay these days. His young family is healthy. He's working, and he believes there are lots of young adults like him who survived tough childhoods pretty much on their own, without becoming a statistic.
Even though you see a kid out in the streets, they're not what you always think they are. They're not troublemakers, they're not thugs, they're not a menace to society. They do have a heart, they do have feelings, and to just have a little heart for them.
Some child advocates are encouraged by increased efforts to provide supports for children who age out of foster care and programs aimed at preventing youth from entering the justice system. It remains to be seen if these kinds of efforts will lower the number of disconnected young people by the next census count in 2010. Rachel Jones, NPR News, Washington.